Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, Real Housewives of New Jersey fans, and welcome to our after show here at AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New Jersey, Season 6, Episode 10, The Day of Jacqueline. Interesting title. I'm your host, Grant, and with me tonight...
Hey, everybody, it's Megan Stecker.
We're both here at our posts, ready to discuss this 10th episode of the season. Does it feel like 10? To me, it feels a little bit later in the season at this point. 10 seems so fresh.
It's been just dragging along this season.
Yeah. So. It just seems like 10, especially with these housewives that go on for 25 weeks sometimes, to think that we're only at 10 feels like we're making baby steps. But, I mean, you know, could we be halfway through?
I'm just hoping that the second half of the season is a little more explosive than the first. Wait, maybe not explosive, but just more things happening than everyday life.
I've noticed that the orders of the last seasons, with the exception of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, have been kind of shorter than in the past. And New Jersey, the last two seasons, has shown that it's not quite the ratings giant that it once was. It still does well, but it's not making Bravo records. So, shattering records. So maybe they're going to cut back a little bit. And maybe it's just based on, like, content, too. They can only stretch so much. I noticed Orange County was kind of short this year, too. So, and that kind of played its way out. That kind of ran its course. So it makes sense maybe that that's all they need. And I think it kind of is all they need. Let's get into a few topics. First things first, these houses. Everyone seems to be in an uproar with their house, whether it be Joe and Melissa, who have that rental home still, or Joe and Teresa, and now they're looking to downsize. This was kind of all that Teresa really did this episode, so we'll just get Teresa off the list real quick. We'll just talk about it quite quickly. You know, the Saint of New Jersey is now showing everybody that she can kind of cut back. What do you think? Do you think it's a good idea for her to leave that big house behind?
100%. No one needs a house that big. Not even people who actually do have the money to have a house that big.
That's true.
But you know how Joe said, you know, well, this is the type of house that needs a maid and a butler.
It's money pit.
But, yeah, but you're the maid, not the butler. So I'm sure they have a few cleaning ladies that come by weekly. But, yeah, I think getting rid of that house is the number one priority for them to get some money back in their pockets, pay all these bills and legal fees and what have you.
How mad is Teresa when they show those flashbacks and when I changed my house into a nightclub? Swarovski crystal. How mad is she with those flashbacks?
It's amazing to me how young she looks. I mean, this... What? Could have been at most, what, 6 years ago?
Her hair was smaller then. I don't know if that makes a difference.
Yes, it's just been growing.
Yep. The forehead's still the same. She says, years ago I was all about materialistic things, she says, and that her priorities have shifted. So she, you know, as usual, we're on this train where she's grown, she's matured, she's this smart businesswoman, she's all about making business deals, and now it's time to cut back on the house. And I was like, look, you were on Celebrity Apprentice once, and you have a few good books. I mean, are we supposed to believe now you're like Melania Trump? Or not Melania. Well, no, one of them is Melania Trump.
Yeah, the wife, right?
Yeah. So, like, we're supposed to believe this now that she's like this, like, a budding businesswoman. And again, here she goes again. All I need is a house for Joe and my four daughters. And here come those four daughters again. And all I need, did you pick up on that? I figured you would.
Yes, of course. I'm over it. Well, first of all, I'm screaming at the TV because I'm so not materialistic like that. So I'm thinking, like, why years ago when you guys were in all this trouble and bankruptcy and everything, why didn't you downsize then? And can we talk about the house she viewed? Because I'm really annoyed.
Let's do it.
She needs a head check. The house is still...
Hey, it's Kim. Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Over $1 million and humongous, and you know, I don't know if she's playing it up for the cameras or really felt that way, but going like viewing each room going there's that
and then that lawyer
with just total disapproval,
the real estate agent, excuse me, he was like, it's not, look what you have, this is nothing like your kitchen, this is the master bedroom, but it's all like yours, and here's the master bath. He was like kind of like, it was talk about was, like being a realtor. Like he didn't try to amp anything up.
No, well, he was playing into the fact that, oh, your house is so majestic and I'm sorry I have to sell you this little rink-a-dink. But let me, I wrote down the numbers so we can compare the two.
Okay.
Okay. So the house she viewed was 8,800 square feet. Mm-hmm. Her current home is 12,000. That's larger, but not like, double the size of this other one.
Right, not crazy.
And then $1.4 million for the house they want to buy. And the one, their house that they listed at $3.9, which is a big stretch. Yeah. I mean, and well, she's silly.
He said to put it up for over $4 million.
There was like a Viking stove in this house, like a Sub-Zero fridge, granite countertops, like a ginormous master suite. Just it just made me so mad that she was turning up her nose at another mansion just because it wasn't.
Gia was okay with it.
Yeah.
She didn't care. I think she's like, you know, whatever we have to do. And Teresa's still kind of maybe latching on to yesteryear. But yeah. I mean, you know, maybe, I mean, they would probably say, well, we have 4 daughters that we need to have rooms for us. We need to have space because we have a big family. And that's the going rate for homes in New Jersey. But I mean,
well, no, I read recently that the average American home is 2,300 square feet. So for the fact that she's turning up her nose at 8,800 square feet, I just can't with Teresa this year.
Yeah, I know. You seem to be pretty done with her. You seem to be pretty done.
Anywho, wish you all the best, Teresa.
Yeah. Anyway. I don't know. The homes. Let's move on to the next home.
Yeah.
Well, what would the next home be? Because I want to save one. I want to save Jacqueline and Kathy. So, Dina, she's supposed to be leaving her home.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah.
And then,
that's everybody.
And then, well, we'll talk about Jacqueline real quick because Jacqueline supposedly, and you can believe what you want. There's a lot out there about Jacqueline's legal troubles. Financial troubles, and so that's why she might have to leave that house. And she said that she purchased the house when it was all studs and that she's lived there for like 13 years, I believe.
13 years. We heard it 8 times.
So now she has to move out of it, which she claims she was an army brat, so she's fine moving out of it, but I don't really think so. She also says that her son might have a hard time adjusting to the change, so maybe it's not a good idea to do, but we don't know their story. So, but they would stay in Franklin Lakes. And in my opinion, if it's anything like neighborhoods that I'm used to, like basically the median price of a home in a specific neighborhood is kind of the same. So like, you know, how much would they really be saving to step back? They claim that the medical bills are not necessary. I guess, for her son Nicholas.
All of his autism therapies.
Yes, the therapies is quite a lot. Which I do believe. I mean, they have that woman. That woman was still there from last season, and, going through the therapy. So that can't be cheap to have, like, an individual therapist in your house.
Right. I think it's a ton of money. And she did say the numbers of how much it costs to raise a child on average these days. And then the comparison to an autistic child. And it was monumental. In the millions, which is crazy. And so sad. So I think that I 100% believe that they need to downsize to put more money toward all of his therapies and raising an autistic child. But, you know, it does seem like they are keeping quiet the fact that there's been rumblings all along. It's never been really brought up on the show. It's been brought up on reunion shows. But there's been so many rumblings on the internet and all kinds of Twitter and gossip sites that they've been having bankruptcy and money troubles and all these things.
Yeah, supposedly they fell back on payments on the house.
So it was Jacqueline's always covered it by saying something about a business that they were involved with went under, but they didn't really own it, and it's not, they didn't do anything like a business declared bankruptcy, but it wasn't their personal money. And
yeah,
I don't know. It's been a long time.
Somewhere in the middle is the truth. Something's up.
Something's up. Yeah. So they're downsizing along with Teresa.
Right. And were you happy to see Jacqueline? I was happy, but I felt like, I'll give my opinion in a second, but I felt like we did not change anything right where we left off with her. What do you think?
Same old, same old. So it was boring. It was like, why is she back? Because I feel like it's a big deal that somebody who was off the show shows up in the middle of the season. Here we are in season 10, and there's no, it wasn't like announced like, dun, 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 Jacqueline's back. It was just all of a sudden, Kathy, who's not on the show either, shows up at Jacqueline's house, and all of a sudden, Jacqueline's back on the show. I don't really know what's going on.
Just like, you know, Jacqueline's back on her phone texting with Teresa. They're not crying right now. Off again. Ugh. And then, you know, I'm like, okay, we've seen this now for like three seasons in a row. Yes. She's still talking about when they went on the Arizona trip.
Yes.
And they didn't, she, you know.
Get over it. What's that, 18 months ago at this point?
Oh, longer than that. It's just crazy. I'm like, okay, all right. So we're exactly where we left off with Jacqueline. Right. We haven't missed a beat. She may have come in episode 10, but the last 9, she was still waiting by the phone.
For Teresa to call.
So we haven't seen anything with her. And then Kathy, we know she's got nothing going on, so I don't even bother to ask.
Well, here, I wrote down parts of their conversation. Okay, because I really liked Kathy in the scene at Jacqueline's house. I was like, finally, Kathy gets to say something and not look like the dummy in the situation.
True.
And finally, someone's saying this to Jacqueline. So Jacqueline read her tweet that she said to Teresa, crying, oh, I hope you're fine, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And all that Teresa wrote back was, thank you for thinking of me and my family. Kisses. So Kathy says, well, that was very telling. Mm-hmm. And you can't force someone to take help. And then I thought it was funny that in her one-on-one interview, she said, that's all you got? You know? So it was nice to see somebody being like, Jacqueline, get over it. Obviously, Teresa has zero desire to be real friends with you.
Yeah.
She's not even trying to fake a friendship for the show. So get over it.
Yeah, she's not your friend anymore. She's not. You can see it. She takes advice from Dina. She listens to Dina because that's her real friend. It's just over.
Tell it.
It's over. And I feel bad for her in a way because Jacqueline, and that's why I questioned what the big deal was with her return, because I felt like Jacqueline, you know, she would say it, like she said in the opening titles, like, oh, Vegas girl, I will call your bluff. But I never felt like Jacqueline was anybody that would really call anybody out and be very forceful. And like, she's not Caroline.
Mm-mm.
She just isn't. And so I was like questioning why basically this was such a big celebration that she was returning, because I just expected to be exactly where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm glad to see her. But yeah, and I second thing, and I don't think a lot of people will agree with me with this, but I feel like we see too much of her son and his struggles. I just feel like that is something that should be a little bit more private. That is a challenge, and I'm glad to see her son doing well. I don't mean that in that way. I'm glad to see him progressing. You know, he seems to have come a long way. But I just feel like some things. I know she wants to spread awareness, but I feel like next week she's crying more about how he's struggling. And it's like, it's good to catch up on him. Like we see on the other Housewives, like someone's daughter is going to college. They share a scene over like a milkshake or something. And then that's kind of it. But I feel like this really is just too much, too personal. Do you agree with me? What do you think? You don't have to. I'm just curious.
No, I actually really do like seeing it. And I think it brings some actual reality to the show when a lot of it's staged and set up. And so I like that is bringing awareness, because it's such a big deal. Especially, I have so many friends who are having children now. And, you know, the statistics for how many children being born with autism are kind of crazy. And we're, you know, everyone's desperate to figure out what's going on. So I like that she is bringing awareness to the situation and what it's like to be the parent of an autistic child. I get what you're saying though, how it kind of brings the vibe down. And with showing that storyline, it's really nothing ever than her being so sad over him struggling.
Right. Well, not even necessarily so much the vibe, because that's what's going on in her life. I just feel like it's just too personal and just too private. okay. in a way to kind of show, you know, this young boy struggling. So, you know, like, mm-hmm. I just don't think, like, you know, I just don't know why would you really want to showcase that. It's just not, you know, you want to show the good times and, like, you know, mm-hmm. his progression, of course. But I don't know, I just feel like we've seen her cry a lot about it, and we've seen a lot about it, and I just think that maybe, like, that shouldn't all be played out. I'm not trying to come across insensitive. I think we've seen so much of it, and I'm just, like, you know, questioning why they want to put so much out there with that.
Yeah.
Over the years, not just yesterday or this episode, you know?
Well, I think they were really looking for a way to make their presence on the show be a positive thing.
Yeah.
So I think that they like that they are bringing awareness, mm-hmm. Because their former storyline was always just Ashley's the problem child.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're never going to be able to fix Ashley, and Ashley's never going to grow up and take care of herself. So I think this is a better way for them to go.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad he's doing well. Mm-hmm. And he seems to have come a very long way, like I said.
So. Yeah.
Good for him. While we're on this topic of houses and Jacqueline and Kathy, we had to go to Kathy's new house, which is being built in Franklin Lakes. And this makes no sense to me, as usual. This woman is building this house because her husband wants it. She's got two adult kids that she thinks are going to live at home. But they could meet someone and get married. I mean, they're not that old yet, but right. like by that time the house is finished and built and you know, there's furniture inside, like, you know, it could be like they might want to actually get their own place or get married or something, like the daughter at least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you noticed, when they went to go and look at this house, you could see green leaves on the trees. And all the other scenes were about getting out of New Jersey to go to Florida to be able to get away from the snow. So you can tell that this was shot a lot more recently, and they dropped it in because of lack of content. Mm-hmm. Did you catch that?
Yeah, and I think maybe that's one of the reasons Jacqueline is back.
Yeah.
But I'm still not sure why they didn't make a big deal that she's all of a sudden just showed up.
Well, I mean, she's not in the opening titles. We don't really see her interacting with any of the actual housewives except for a text message. But to me, that was just really contrived, and I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. It was like, okay, everything we've been giving you for the last 9 episodes is good, but it's not enough. So we're going to throw in some footage we quickly shot, like maybe like a month ago with mm-hmm. 2 ex-housewives and throw it in. Mm-hmm. It was just bad producing to me.
Well, I know we talked about in Gossip weeks ago that they were filming more scenes for the season.
Yeah.
But it was also coupled with a rumor that Teresa's fired. So, we really don't know what's going on.
Well, I thought those scenes that they were going to shoot were going to be at the tail end, and it would kind of be like, catch us up. Like,
yeah.
Because they would end on the last episode, and then they would be like 10 weeks later or something, you know? So I thought we were going to have more time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know. I thought there would be a little bit of a time lapse. Some more stuff where they had to bring Jacqueline back in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused as well.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, nothing gets by you. Green leaves on the trees.
I was like, what is this? Because they shot earlier, they had like a shot of a gray sky with like a stick blowing in the wind. And I was like, ooh, it's cold in Jersey. And then all of a sudden, these two chicks are walking around in boots and they're walking into this house with all trees. But they like kind of kept the shots tight. So it wasn't like you couldn't see like the leaves swaying in the wind, but like it was like, okay, I see that it's summer and you know, it's probably like August when they shot this.
Yeah.
So it's just really out of place to me, and I think it's messy, and I just don't, I really don't, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it because it was like, let's slip this in.
Mm-hmm.
And we've never really seen that with these housewives before.
No.
It was just way out of place. I wasn't feeling it.
Neither.
But what do you think of her house? I do think her house is nice.
It's cute. It looks a little bit like a castle to me. I'm not really sure what you call those, like, semicircles with the little teepee roof thing on top. I don't really know
turret?
What you call that in architecture terms, but so New Jersey.
Yeah.
Teresa's house have that, too?
And Joe and Melissa's house is going to have, like, all of those little turrets or whatever they are.
Well, it's crazy that Kathy was mentioning now that, like, everyone's going to live down the street from each other. Like, Dina, her, and Jacqueline, except now Jacqueline's going to be moving.
So. Kathy was so proud to let everyone know that, oh, we're going to be in your neighborhood. We're going to be right down the street. We're going to be in Franklin Lakes. It's a new house, we're building in Franklin Lakes.
Well, they had a sweet, humble home that when she was a housewife.
Yeah,
and now I guess they've sold enough stuff with her name on it since she's been a housewife that they could upgrade.
I think they just want to keep up.
I think husband
of hers.
That's a slippery slope. Yeah. You're supposed to start downsizing at that age.
It just doesn't make any sense to me. But I have kind of had to like take a back seat with trying to rationalize why these people do these things without money or whatever they think they have, you know?
Yeah,
I said the same thing last week about Melissa and Joe.
Yeah, because apparently none of them really have the money that they're pretending they have.
I know. It's funny that the older housewives are coming down and the newer ones are pushing themselves up.
These ladies.
So Jacqueline and Kathy, I don't know. I could have missed it, to be honest, to see them. It was like, okay. So one thing I wasn't glad I missed, though, was everything that went down in Florida. I was pleasantly surprised and happy to see them get out in the sun. I like seeing those shots of the palm trees and the water. I thought it was just a nice break, and I think they enjoyed it, too.
Mm-hmm. I think it was, like, a nice getting-to-know-you scene. It was good to see. I don't know who mentioned it, but maybe it was Dina saying, like, since Teresa's not here, we actually all get to talk and it's not all about Teresa. Yeah. We all get to really know each other and we're all getting along, which is nice.
I think that was Nicole, perhaps. Maybe, I'm not sure.
Somebody.
But yeah, so the twins, okay, we got to see a little bit more of them. And my question for you is, what is a long hot?
Oh my God.
So I really don't know what it is.
It must be a hot pepper that's really long, but I have no idea what pepper they were talking about. The grocer apparently didn't know either.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cute. I like that little grocery store segment. Because it was fun to see them, like, shopping at this Italian place and they all have to cook. Like, you're going to pay me to cook on vacation. I don't even want to see a stove. I was like, you mean to tell me these women have to cook their own dinner and they have to go shop for food?
I think they kind of liked it, though.
Oh, I think so. But I'm more like Teresa. I'm like, oh, I'm on vacation. I'm not cooking.
Takeout time. The thing that stuck out to me about the grocery store scene was Melissa saying, they never stop talking. They're constantly talking. Mm-hmm. You just want them to zip it, you know. So yeah. I thought that was funny. It's like somebody who's putting themselves out there in the spotlight more than Melissa, mm-hmm. and that gets to her.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's true. Because Melissa was running the show down there in Florida. She was showing off her bikini bod, but she looked good in.
Oh, yes.
She looked good. But, I mean, I don't know. Do you think she overdrank? She really was like loose.
No. I mean, it's obvious that she was tipsy/drunk. But she never does get drunk. You never see her get drunk, which is why it sticks out, I think.
Okay,
so she said, you know, when I'm away from the kids, I'd like to throw back a few drinks. Like, I don't blame her. I would, too.
Yeah, I mean, she is on vacation.
Apparently,
one hell of a winter on the East Coast.
Apparently, Joe never helps out with the kids because he calls it babysitting when he's alone with the kids.
Yes.
When he's a dad. Come on.
Yeah, and he let them be wild and out of control. But I don't feel like Joe's, like, the smartest guy. So I'm not surprised that there's no discipline at all.
Well, honestly, I think that they probably have a nanny who's around a lot if Melissa has to go shoot or, you know, do anything for Bravo or any housewife appearances or whatever. I think Joe works so much that they have a nanny and that Joe is hardly ever alone with these kids. Ever. And if he is, it's like, what do I do? How do I do this? Like, he didn't know where the kids went to school.
Yeah.
He was on Much What Happens Live last night saying he didn't know how to change diapers. I mean.
Yeah, and Melissa was like, yeah, that's really important for, like, them to bond. And I'm like, well, it's not like they don't live together. Like, you know, I mean, it's not like
he's never home. He's obviously never home.
I guess not. I don't know, but he seems like such a family man in a way, too. I mean, even though he's got this wild side, but, like, I don't know. He's an Italian father. I was kind of surprised in him.
I had a problem with him talking to Antonia when he was saying, oh, I'm never going to talk to her about the birds and the bees. He's like, she'll find out from the internet anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's that sad? Wouldn't you rather have the talk with her than her find out all kinds of gross, disgusting, awful things on the internet?
I think he thinks that's Melissa's job, but he'll talk to his sons. I think that's what it is.
That's true. He's old school. You're right.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Anyway, back in Florida, in Boca Raton, these two twins, they mentioned that they have two different types. They don't have the same type because they recommended that Nicole just marry Reno as well and just have like a threesome marriage.
Okay. That they like different types of men, you mean? Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm like, okay, interesting. I'm liking the twins a little bit more in this episode. I just thought they were more light and fun. I don't like when they get like all like full of drama because I just don't buy it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. I'd just rather we just like see them in their normal habitat, you know? Mm-hmm. Like in the kitchen. kitchen.
But did you see Nicole?
Or like in the pool.
Nicole was like moving her stuff into her room and she was talking about herself in the third person. She was like, oh, Nicole likes this closet. Nicole likes all the compartments in here. Nicole can deal with this.
Did you notice that they like they juxtaposed that with Teresa's small home that she was looking at, the quote small home? They were like, yeah, well, it's not like the closet you have. Cut to Florida. She's like, oh, this is going to be for me. It's a large closet.
And one of the twins was talking smack about the rental house in Florida, saying that it was so Miami Vice 80s. And I'm like, it's really not.
What do they want? I thought it was quite nice. I mean, they could be in like a hotel, which would be basic. At least that was like they had their own private quarters.
Yeah.
It looked like they had a lot of rooms on it. So if they could have people and their spouses stay there, it must be a huge house.
Yeah. Well, I disagree, obviously.
Yes.
Did not think it was Miami Vice.
No. So, now Dina feels as though she has this information and she's threatened by the fact, I can't say threatened, but she's like nervous because Nicole wants her to like just be, Nicole wants everyone to be like honest with her if something should come up. Is that what you got basically?
Yeah, from the limo scene. Yeah. So she was saying, well, if you all ever know anything about me, you better tell me.
Right. And then so Dina's like, oh, I'm put in a very bad position because of Teresa telling me this information. Now, was she really put in a bad situation?
No. See, the only reason I think she wanted to tell her was that she had been told on camera the gossip. And then on camera, it was Nicole saying, you better tell me if you know anything about me. Mm-hmm. So if she didn't tell her and right away, then it would look bad later.
Yeah.
So that's why, because Dina's so not the gossiping type that I think she never would have said anything. So that's why I think she said something and was really nervous to say it, because she's not the gossiping type and she doesn't want to be that person stuck in the middle. And that's why she was like, I've had anxiety all day. I didn't want to know this and I know this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't want to tell your sister.
Yeah, she's like, can we talk for a minute? Like, not in front of everybody else. And so, like, they sat on the wall, which is so obvious because everyone's, you know, if we were talking in the corner and there are two cameras in front of us, like, what the hell kind of privacy is that? People are going to see, like, oh, they're over there talking. There's something going on because they all want to be in the shot.
And why wouldn't she tell Nicole? Why would she be like, Teresa, I need to tell you this, but not your sister, the one who said to tell her? I don't get it, right?
Oh, I liked that Teresa was like, If it's about my family, I don't want to know. I kind of like that in a way.
I did too. But didn't you think it was weird that the twins got in a fight about that?
A little bit.
But that's how the episode was left. Them fighting about Teresa didn't want to know and Nicole did. First of all, who wouldn't want to know?
Yeah.
I mean, the last thing that got said about your sister wasn't nice at all. And now here's more gossip. Like, and she didn't say it was specifically about Nicole. She said, I know something about your family. So why wouldn't she want to know?
I give her credit for walking away because I wouldn't walk away from that.
I would have been like, girl, you will tell me right now.
Well, the whole thing came to a screeching halt because when Dina mentioned it at the table, they're like, okay, we're going to go to bed.
Well, Melissa jumped up and said, I'm going to go to bed. But it was weird. It was kind of like they cut away from the conversation because Teresa and Nicole were definitely arguing.
Yeah, but they said they were going to go to bed too. Like there was this rumor out there and they were both like, yeah, I want to know. I don't want to know. Good night.
Like, it was like we never really got to see how the conversation wrapped up. It kind of was like they cut to Melissa saying, I'm going to go to bed. But maybe that's not exactly how the conversation resolved.
Right. I don't know. I mean, maybe someone jumped in and was like, oh, why don't we wait for Amber?
Exactly. You know? I mean, why don't we wait for Amber to show up and then we can all talk about it.
I just was like, not about that ending. I was like, really? Like, what are you doing? I want to see something happen.
Another cliffhanger. Help me.
Well, the thing that gets me is they keep showing like in our predictions and the next on The Real Housewives, these previews, they show the meat of all these episodes. And then that moment comes in the episode and then that's like the pinnacle of the episode. There's no real anything after that. Right. So they're all spoiled and they don't really deliver so much. I mean, we see it. You know, we knew that Dina was going to break some news. She didn't really break news, so that was kind of chopped off right there, the excitement. And then they weren't really too rattled by what she was going to say, so that takes off more of the excitement. So it was kind of, like, weird. Like, I don't know, very disappointing.
Yeah, so it's been two disappointing episodes in a row where we thought there was going to be all these fireworks in Florida. So I hope to God, it looks like it all goes down next week.
Yeah, the way Andy was talking about it on Watch What Happens Live, he seemed pretty excited for it. And, you know, he usually gets excited for the good stuff.
Yeah.
So my hopes are high. They have been dashed the last 2 weeks. But this, I think next week is going to be good.
Me too.
So anything else in Florida we want to discuss? I feel like we covered everything.
We covered just beating a dead horse with this episode. Yeah. We have lots of good gossip.
Well, let's do the good gossip. Let's go. Let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So what's
new? I'm just taking a sip of my drink before we get to all this news. Woo-hoo-hoo. Okay. So Jim got in a Twitter war over the weekend. I don't know who.
Of course. Yeah, I saw this.
Oh, my goodness. So many different people were in on it. But the big players were Amber, Jim, and Bobby. I don't know who started. I couldn't even get to the root of the Twitter war because there were just so many tweets and retweets.
I tried to follow it too. It seemed to come from just like a viewer. It seemed to have started with a viewer.
So I don't know exactly what happened, but I do know that Jim posted a sad little headshot of Bobby, a cell phone picture of Bobby, kind of like a selfie.
I saw
it. And that was supposedly his headshot. And a grammatically incorrect contract. Kind of folded up and a little strangely, which just you could just see kind of the headline and the date and Jim and Amber's names.
Things are kind
of
blocked out.
And then he's saying, well, who cast who? So I guess there's been this constant fight going on with the two of them, or Bobby saying, no, I got them on the show. And Jim saying, no, I got Bobby on the show. Mm-hmm. So that was that over the weekend.
Right. Well, you know, I want to hear from Bobby because, you know.
Yeah, Bobby, come on.
We heard from Jim's side, but I want to hear from him. I mean, he's been at the forefront of our news and gossip with our interview, and then every week he seems to come up. I mean, you know, we have this platform here that he really should come in and discuss things, especially now that we're in the thick of things in Florida.
We got to clear the air, Bobby. We got to clear the air.
We got Twitter questions for you, and I want to know what your thoughts are on Florida. You know, I mean, we're going to see him, and there's been a lot of allegations, and, you know, I mean, I think that somewhere in the middle of all those Twitter feuds is truth at someone's end. It's just strange that these things keep breaking out over Twitter. I wonder what Bravo PR has to say about all of this.
Bravo's probably dying.
Because it's like once a week. It's like once a week that it's just like a huge blowout. I don't know how these people all have the time for it, but
I agree. I don't know if they work. Anyway, speaking of Twitter, Amber said over Twitter, I want to apologize, Amber. I know I was ragging on your hair, saying it's too long. She said she was growing her hair out for charity, and that's why it was always in a bun this season.
Okay.
Which is nice of her. As a breast cancer survivor, I'm sure she donned a few wigs here and there. Also, Teresa, you're not going to believe this. Speaking of all the housing, Teresa has listed a third secret home we did not know about.
What is this?
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so it's on the market for $179,900. They were using it as a rental property. I forget the name of the town, and I did not write it down.
Oh, irrelevant.
Boo,
kids.
Boo on me. It's a 1920s era cottage. It looks a little shabby. It's not not like some like well-to-do McMansion. I'm not sure where it is. It's like very like wooded area, like a wooded lot.
Okay.
And they were whoever was living in there was hanging up sheets as the curtains.
Ew.
I know.
So they weren't, I mean, it's, if it was shabby and in the woods, who the hell lived in it?
I know. So apparently last year it was up for sale. Price plummeted because it didn't sell. Then they put it back on as a rental property back up in May for $1,650 a month.
Wow.
So
for a house? I pay more than that for a two-bedroom apartment.
There you go. Well, considering the town. I'm not sure, you know.
It's an older home. It's probably very small, but still. Yeah, man, they're just trying to sell off anything.
I know. Well, get rid of it, girl. Liquidate.
Yeah.
They're still trying to be bling bling. Like, give it up.
I don't know how much of a windfall they're going to make selling that house, though.
She should sell all those clothes.
Yeah, she just, this work that she could do. They should sell that ring, that grandmother's ring that the grandmother wore for a week. I mean, really, what are you going to do with that? Ugh. All right, anything else for us?
Still on the Teresa and Joe tip. Joe and all his legal troubles. All right, so he's nearing a plea deal for his state fraud case. So, obviously, the federal fraud case we all know about, sentencing is October 2nd. He's still on the hook for when he tried to go in and get himself a fake driver's license. His license had been suspended for DUI. In 2011, he walks into a DMV with his brother's documents and photo and tries to get a license. So...
Oh, what could go wrong there?
I'll tell you. He could possibly serve time concurrently with his federal fraud case is what they're trying to get paired up. So it's going to be a plea deal. So the charge was in 2011 for wrongfully using another's identification, which gets you up to 10 years in prison.
People create all their own problems.
Exactly.
If Joe sat down, he wouldn't have had to deal with any of this.
If he just would have hired a driver, I mean, are you serious?
Take a seat.
I can't.
Yep. What
all
else?
Right. So, okay. So the prison term, 10 years. Also the forgery part of it, 18 months. So the next hearing for this specific case is October 15th after he's already been sentenced in the federal fraud case. So we'll see if that tacks on more jail time. Okay. Melissa and Joe appeared on Watch What Happens Live last night, which we mentioned. They were playing a game they called Hurricane Amber, where it was a caricature of Amber's face hysterically crying. And they were playing a game where if she got to Florida in a certain amount of time, she'd blow it up as a hurricane. It seems that Andy and Melissa were kind of a little anti-Amber. And when Amber's little head blew up, Melissa said, "Bye, Felicia." Very smarty pants. Just a little something for us.
There might be something there, yeah.
I think we can see how this season turns out for the two of them.
I want to know why Teresa hasn't made an appearance on Watch What Happens Live. I know she doesn't want to talk, and there's the rumors that she's fired. I'm giving a look like, okay. But, I mean, I want to know why she's not on. She's always on.
I'm thinking that she thinks there's no way she can escape talking about the case, that's all they could possibly focus on, and she can't really speak the truth. Like, she can only dodge around, beat around the bushes so much, which she did in the past.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to call in and ask her, like, how are you doing? How are your daughters?
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to say, all I know is that I'm here for my four daughters and my four daughters and my four daughters. And last week I proposed the question. I said, do you feel bad for Teresa? Because people in my family didn't. And I wanted to know, we had a mixed reaction, but mainly... our viewers said no, they really don't. You know, you play the game, you do the time.
Yeah.
You know? So I mean, you know, they're not wrong. In my opinion. I mean, you know, come on. If I did those things, like then I would be in jail as well.
We don't be in jail, exactly.
Yeah, so who the hell knows? Is that all you have for us?
One last thing. Andy also on Watch What Happens Live last night asked Melissa about her singing career, which we keep asking each other about. And, like, what about that studio in the basement and the whole nine?
Yep.
And her response was, which made me laugh because I'm sure this is a little contrived PR answer. She claimed she took time off from it because her jewelry line on HSN was so time-consuming. Melissa, you did not design that. Somebody designed it, and you slapped your name on it, and you went on HSN.
Not only that, Melissa, the two of us do this show, and we're all about the Real Housewives of New Jersey, or we wouldn't be here. I didn't even know you had a jewelry line in HSN, so it doesn't really make much traction at all. What do you think?
I know. I was like, I saw one thing about it on Twitter one time from her, and it's like, we're constantly all over the internet scouring for stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I did not know, so.
Well, at least she got that in.
You should get busy promoting it, maybe.
Maybe the hardcore Melissa fans knew all about it, but I think I saw one thing about it once, and it didn't even register.
Not only that, I follow her on Instagram, and I didn't even know she had a jewelry line. Follow her on Instagram.
Well, that's a problem.
That's, like, personal, and that's, like, you know, close. I feel like I'm friends with her, okay?
That's a problem.
So I did not know. Well, my gossip queen with all of your information.
Okay, I got it all off my chest. That's everything.
I can't believe I'm at that secret home.
I know. So they were using it as a rental property money.
I don't know if that's paying for anything. $1,600 a month. Why bother? Oh, Lord. Let's predict, shall we?
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
Next week looks like it could be a mix of the very boring, we see Jacqueline again, and it looks like it could be the mix of the very exciting. I'm keeping my hopes high for Jim Marchese to storm into the state of Florida and turn things upside down.
You go, Jim. I can't wait. Oh, yes, finally, the big Florida meltdown. So it looks like Jim and Bobby are finally in a room together for the first time since the little breakup in Jim and Amber's kitchen. And it looks like Jim is not holding back. He's going after the girl. He's going after Nicole. He's saying Bobby's sleeping with somebody else this whole time.
The whole time. He's with you. He's with somebody else.
Yeah. I think the rumor about Santa, hopefully that's going to, Reno and Santa's going to come up too. And it looks like everybody's in tears, crying over everything. Dean's crying. She gets the paper towels because she's crying.
Amber's crying another day.
Well, here's the thing is that Amber tries to stop Jim. She jumps up and she's like, I'm not going there. You want to go there? You're going alone.
And she like runs out of the room. She's like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to. No one knows. I don't hear anything.
I mean, that really stinks to not be on the same page and have him going after the girls. But
it must be tough, but that's part of... That's part of Jim.
That's true.
I mean, you can't hold him back. I like it.
Yeah, and it's not the first time that we've seen any of the house husbands get in a fight with some of the wives and the women not wanting... I mean, it's not the first time, you know, so...
Yeah, I mean, I kind of gave them credit for walking in, although I don't think they realized how amped up everyone was that they were actually coming. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, like, everyone else was like, you know, like, one of, I watched a preview and, like, Nicole is, like, throwing down a drink because she's like, oh, Lord, he's here. But I feel like they just, like, walked in with their Louis luggage and was like, hey, guys, what's up? And, like, everyone's, like, on edge. They're all like, oh, they're here. It's so awkward. And they're just, like, showing up.
Yeah.
So I don't think they quite know, but I'm sure that Jim is preparing. I watched a preview clip on the Bravo Now app, and I saw that Jim really is not interested in saving his friendship with Bobby at this point in the show. Now, keep in mind, this was months ago. Mm-hmm. But Amber kind of mentioned, you know, Bobby's going to be there. Like, what if he came to you and, like, genuinely apologized to you? Like, what do you think? And he's like, I think it's over. So even back then, so... Jim sticks by his word, and I think really is going to get exciting. I just pray that what we saw in the preview is not in the last 5 minutes. I'd like it to pop up in the middle of the episode and see it play through.
I would like there to be drama the whole episode. I think we deserve it. It's been weeks of us dying and waiting for this.
Well, we have to watch Jacqueline, unfortunately. She's crying again about something. So it's like, that's going to be in there. And then Teresa says to Joe that she got a text from Jacqueline. So we're going to have to watch that kind of play out.
Yeah. Well, since Teresa stayed home, it's like they have to have a storyline for her, I guess. So that's hers for the week.
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with that if it's like two or three scenes. But I want to see things go down in Florida. I'm really interested.
Yes. I want to see glasses breaking, people crying.
Yeah. Reno's not coming because Reno doesn't want to be there with Jim.
He's smart, honestly.
Will we miss him? I mean, I think he's smart not to go. But I think I'll kind of miss him because...
He could have added so much more drama to the situation.
Just for the purpose of the television program itself, I'd like him to be there. Yeah.
Oh, Reno, we'll miss you.
Yeah, well, we won't... Well, don't miss us, because we'll be back next week, and we will have everything recap from Florida, as well as news and gossip.
I'm sure there's going to be plenty more.
Woo. She's always delivering every week. Megan, where can we find you on Twitter and others?
Yes, on Twitter and Instagram, I am at Megan Stecher. It's MEGANSTECHER.
And you can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And we'll be back with more from New Jersey next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.